vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.
You're listening to the most exciting political podcast, citizen journalist podcast, patriot podcast out there right now, with zero advertisements for you. Dan Kingston here, and I'm covering the latest articles, news headlines today for you. Some of the articles that we're going to be talking about today, the ACLU has come out defending Project Veritas, the ACLU, and the closing arguments are set to begin in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. You also have Ghislaine Maxwell, the girlfriend of Epstein, and she's set to face a federal jury on charges that, of course, she groomed the underage victims that Epstein took advantage of. So what do you think about these articles? You also got a CNN report, Kamala Harris, a lot of dysfunction, exasperation in the White House. This is a CNN article, and it's actually pretty good. It's an investigative report that goes into Kamala Harris, and her aides are really upset. They're not getting along, and they're not getting along in the White House. And Biden has, I guess, been afraid that she's going to steal his thunder. Boy, would you have to be a pathetic, weak president to worry about that, wouldn't you? So those are some of the headlines we're going to talk about. Also, you have Biden choosing a pharmaceutical consultant to lead the FDA. His name is Robert Califf. So that's a conflict of interest if I've ever seen one. And but let's go back to the ACLU. ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, coming out defending Project Veritas. Of course, Project Veritas being unfairly targeted by Biden's Justice Department in a highly political move over Ashley Biden's diary. Joe Biden's daughter had a diary, and this was given to Project Veritas. Now, the FBI, the Justice Department, and it looks like they're working for Joe Biden. Why are they going after Ashley Biden's diary, the president's daughter, and going after her diary like they're his personal goon squad? So this is what ACLU says. ACLU is defending Project Veritas, even though ACLU is far left and they don't really have anything nice to say about Project Veritas. But after they get out, you know, that, you know, meanness of their system, saying that Project Veritas isn't a very nice organization, they didn't come out and they say this, quote, "The precedent set in this case could have serious consequences for freedom, for press freedom." Okay, that's a quote from the ACLU. "The precedent set in this case could have a serious consequences for press freedom." And they continue, "Unless the government had good reason to believe that Project Veritas employees were directly involved in the criminal theft of the diary, it should not have subjected them to invasive searches and seizures." That's from the ACLU saying that the FBI, the Justice Department, should not have gone after Project Veritas and George O'Keefe unless they had evidence that they were directly involved in taking the diary. And ACLU is encouraging the appointment of a special master to ensure that law enforcement officers review only those materials that were lawfully seized. So this is a huge victory, I would say, for George O'Keefe and Project Veritas, because nobody has been coming to their defense. None of the other journalists out there or newspapers have defended Project Veritas, and this is going to have serious consequences for press freedom. That's not coming from Dan Kingston. That's coming from the far left ACLU. And it looks like back to Rittenhouse, possession of dangerous weapon by a person under the age of 18, that is going to be dismissed. That's just being announced today, November 15th, 2021. Count 6, possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under the age of 18, a misdemeanor, has been dismissed. The judge ruled on the motion for a mistrial. If you remember, the defense was really upset. The judge was really upset too, because the prosecutor is totally out of line in a number of ways. And I'm not an expert in this field, but I could hear how angry the judge was. And the defense attorney asked for a mistrial. It was not ruled upon. And the judge today says he's still aware. He has not ruled on it, but he will at some point. So there's still a possibility that they're going to have a mistrial in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. What do you think about ACLU defending Project Veritas? Are you surprised? Frankly, I'm surprised. I thought that they wouldn't do it. They should. I immediately came to my mind, where's the ACLU? And I think I may have even brought it up in that Project Veritas episode that was recorded. By the way, when I say recorded, these episodes are not edited. This is free form. This is straight from my mind to the microphone, to your ears, into your brain. And it's not my voice. It's not my voice. This is a computer-generated, digitalized frequency that's coming in that resembles what my voice might sound like. But if you had perfect hearing, then you would actually be able to tell the difference. This is a digital representation of my voice. It's not my voice. And a similar thing's happening with the metaverse. Have you heard of the metaverse? Well, this is going to be huge. It's going to change the way that the internet changed the world, but potentially even more dramatic. Why? Because the metaverse is augmented reality. It sets a new reality over the reality we have. If you've ever seen the sci-fi movies when they put on a set of glasses or they implant a brain chip and all of a sudden they can see all these things floating around in the world. It's like CGI, but in real life. So you could pull up directions and the directions just float in the air. Or you could look at somebody and it'll pull up their credit history, like in China, where everybody has not a credit score, but a personal score. How good are you as a person? And with augmented reality, you're going to put on these glasses and look at somebody and their score is just going to pop up right in front of you. This is going to change humanity for everything we do, from shopping to talking to our friends, our loved ones, to going on a walk, traveling. Everything we do is going to be different now with the metaverse, and there's going to be great risks and great challenges. I think the internet's a really good example. Are you excited about the metaverse? Have you ever tried putting on like an Oculus Go virtual reality headset or something like that? Right now, they're big, they're clumsy. But when they release glasses, you're going to put on these glasses and it's going to change the world. Looking through these glasses, you're going to have access to so much information that's overlaid onto the real world. It's going to be completely addictive. It's going to change the world like the internet, like the cell phone, potentially even more. Not enough can be said about the metaverse. Okay, but back to political news. You know, I would like to point out too, life is short. And maybe it comes across that I'm doing this as a passion project. You've noticed I don't have advertisements. Sometimes I talk about the metaverse, or I'll talk about UFOs or aliens, these kinds of things. And the reason is because I don't need to worry about a corporate sponsor. Now, I'm trying to worry about what you care about, what you're interested in. And so I'm not trying to go completely out to left field. But if I want to talk about the metaverse, I'm going to talk about the metaverse. And I'm not going to edit this podcast. I'm not going to edit the podcast. And that's a calculation I've made that said, you know what? Every once in a while, you might hear a mess up or an, or maybe I slip up on my words. Isn't that funny? Dan Kingston slipped up on his words. That's going to happen time to time, but I think you'd rather hear straight from my mind, unfiltered, unedited, exactly what I said, because I don't hold back. I don't want to feel like I have to hold back. I don't want to edit. I don't want you to feel like this is an edited podcast, because it's not. This is unfiltered, people. This is Kingston country, and this is unfiltered. So exasperation, dysfunction, this is a CNN investigative report. Again, I am embarrassed to say at CNN, but they actually did a pretty good job here. Going into the dysfunction of Kamala Harris, she's angry. She's butting heads against the Biden administration, and the Biden administration is sidelining her. That's what they're accusing. Kamala Harris is accusing the Biden administration of sidelining Kamala Harris. Why? She's a train wreck. She's an absolute train wreck, and this is supposed to be the future of the Democratic Party. But this looks like a vice president that was not ready for this role. She was put here because potentially of affirmative action or because of her relationship with Willie Brown. That's how she got put into politics. She has less experience of any vice president in history, as far as I'm aware. And if she were to become president, oh boy, would we be in trouble. And that's part of the realization now. Democrats are freaking out, saying Biden is not training her, grooming her to be president. Now, would anybody want to be groomed by Joe Biden? That's creepy. But Kamala Harris does. Kamala Harris wants to be groomed badly by Joe Biden. And the Democrats want him to. Because if he drops, you know, by the end of his second term, he'd be 86. And he says he's going to run a second term. And that's what this is about. Kamala Harris is going to be the candidate if Biden doesn't run a second term. And all the Democrats, her aides, people close to Kamala Harris, and Kamala Harris herself, according to the CNN article, they're saying she's not ready. She is not ready, and she's not being groomed by the president. Is she not? She's not young and childlike enough to be groomed by Biden? Biden only likes to groom the children, right? And he puts his nose up against their necks and sniffs them, and that's Biden for you, right? Creepy, creepy Joe Biden. And Kamala Harris wanting to be groomed. I'm surprised that Biden's not on the address book. Did Biden never take a flight over to Epstein's Island? You know, he was jealous of Bill Clinton and all the elites that got to go to Epstein Island. And Joe says, how come nobody's inviting Joe? No one's inviting Joe. I don't know. Joe doesn't sound like that. So did Joe Biden want to go to Epstein's Island? Was he disappointed that he wasn't invited? Or did he? Is he in the address book somewhere? You know, I don't think Joe Biden is not an elite. He's like one of the people that the elites look down on. Joe Biden considers himself to be in this club, but he's so stupid. The whole thing about Joe is like, oh, Joe's so nice. Joe's such a nice average guy. You know, if we put Joe in there, we can just control him. And he's on death's door anyway. You know, you just give him something to read. Joe just reads stuff. He's been doing that since the 80s. He just reads other people's material. So we'll be fine with Joe. And with Kamala Harris, she's so inexperienced. The deep state's going to love that. I mean, the deep state has their wet dream in the White House right now. Joe Biden, too old and senile to know what's going on. And Kamala Harris is too young and inexperienced and stupid. I mean, they're both stupid. Unless Kamala Harris is just simply held back so much. Do you remember, maybe you didn't see it, but she debated Biden. There was a debate. And she creamed him. I mean, she crushed him when she talked about school busing and how he supported school busing. And it looked really awful. I mean, he looked really, really bad. And there's some really, some quotes, some racist Joe Biden quotes that just reminded people of, you know, Democrats are the most racist party of all. Okay. And they have the biggest history with racism, and they still have a big problem with it, more so than Republicans in my book, because the Democrats are so confused with critical race theory. But Kamala Harris had a really good point on the debate stage and really got him, kind of like checkmate him. And there is a moment it looked like she might win the thing, because she did it like a death blow to Joe Biden. Suddenly, everybody freaked out. They said, Kamala Harris, stand down. Stand down. And she did. And she did. It looked like she, after that exchange, every debate after that looked like she had taken cold medicine or some kind of drug to calm her and suppress her. She's never been as sharp as that one exchange when she took down Joe Biden. I don't know. Take it for what it's worth. Did you see this? The CDC says there's no record that people that are naturally immune have ever transmitted COVID-19. And you got over 100 studies providing support that natural immunity brings stronger or similar protection as the vaccines. So why isn't natural immunity, why isn't that count? Why doesn't that count? If that brings you stronger immunity than the vaccines, and by the way, it lasts, doesn't it? Because even Fauci's admitting the vaccine, they lied about it, or they were wrong. It did not do what it was promised to do. Because the efficacy goes way down. People are dying of COVID-19 that have been double vaccinated, which is why they have to take boosters and boosters and boosters. And we got to take boosters forever. You're going to take them once a year. Well, why stop at once a year? Why not just take them twice a year or once a month? Just take it every day. I'm sure it's safe, right? Safe enough to take every day. Oh, you haven't done the studies for the boosters yet? Okay, well, I'm sure like once a year is fine, right? There's no science anymore. The left, you know, follow the science. Follow the science. They don't follow the science. So, and why is the pharmaceutical consultant being appointed to lead the FDA by Biden? Why is Biden doing this? You know why. Because the pharmaceutical companies have complete control over this country. That's why there's endless boosters. That's why there's been no questioning about the vaccine's efficacy. Even after we saw people were dying in the hospitals that have double vaccination, people are still getting hospitalized that have been vaccinated. They lied about the effectiveness, or they got it really, really wrong. And instead of being held accountable for that, they're being rewarded for that with billions and billions of dollars in government contracts and profits from these vaccines. Meanwhile, Moderna isn't even sharing the creation of the patent with the government, even though government scientists worked on it. Moderna is fighting this. They're evil. These pharmaceutical companies are even more evil than the government, because these pharmaceutical companies are in bed with the government. They are the deep state. This is what the deep state is. The deep state is a group of private individuals of the super elite that have infiltrated our government, whether they've done so because they have spies in there working in the government, or whether they've just bought off people inside. That's what the deep state is, and they're hell-bent on one thing: getting themselves richer, getting the pharmaceutical industry richer, getting the super elites and the globalists, and defending this idea of a one-world government, so that as an American citizen, you no longer have your freedom. You no longer have a country. You're not a country anymore. You're a subject. You're a subject like the subjects of China, where you have no freedoms. That's what this is. They're trying to make us like cattle, like farm us, like farm animals, so they can control us that way. We've been domesticated. America is stubborn when it comes to our individual freedoms and liberty, and we're going to be a holdout, and that's why the globalists are attacking us the hardest. And that's the real thing that we're up against right now, is just the defense of having a country, the defense of being a citizen, the defense of having freedom, of having liberty. It's being taken away from you so you can't even speak your mind. Because by speaking your mind, you become a criminal.
Kingston Country, you've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.